The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner.
What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed, we're back. We're back with another one, Cousin Ed's Corner. No matter how you, I want to go into that. No matter how you cut a slice, we all here together. I want to give you all of that, but I am here to motivate you. We're here together to be motivated. So without further ado, thank you. Please continue to share the show. Send it to your friends, family, and loved ones. Thank you for the donations that has been coming in and keeping lights on over here. If you'd like to donate to Cousin Ed's Corner, definitely reach out to me. You can Zelle or Venmo and all those other avenues. You can do that. Just reach out to me and I'll give you that information. But it's not about that. It's about the motivation. So real quick, yesterday was my father's birthday. We had a small little family gathering. And, you know, just time together. And as I was thinking about him and his birthday and having my my mother, her birthday is coming. And I was just thinking about family and the significance of years, being able to get another year, right? I'm happy to have another day, but man, we make another year. Everything you've been through that year and you made it through that year, it's amazing. And just wanted to first thank God for him, right? Thank God for my dad. But thank God for the ability to make it another year. So while I was thinking about that, I looked up years. And I'm not really a, what do you call it? Guy who looks up signs or stars and everything like that. I believe in the Most High and I believe in favor, right? And I believe God has had favor on my dad's life. But I did look it up this morning. I wanted to know what was the meaning behind 77? Like, what can I grab from that? I know 7 is a lucky number for some people. It's monumental for 377. But what's behind this number? And the number 77 has many significant meanings, including spiritual awakening, enlightenment, and success. It also goes on to read that the number 77 represents a profound spiritual awakening and development. So I was thinking about my dad and thinking about, you know, where he's come from and being able to accomplish the things he's accomplished throughout his life and still learning, still gaining knowledge, still gaining friendships, still making it day to day and just, you know, continued growth. And we all can hope and wish and pray to get to 77, but not only 77, 67, 57. For myself, I've made it to the next one, I think, if I can do the math right, but 47, 37, all those years. But making it to the, you know, monumental points, you know, you say 50, you say 30s to your 40s. You know, he's right at the door of 80 and he's looking at the, you know, God willing, making it to 80. He already crossed over the 75. And even with all the challenges you may have, he may have, or we may have in our life, just thanking God for that year that just passed and looking forward to that next year he has in front of us. And just the awakening and enlightenment of knowing that you're on the other side of this and what can I do to make others better, right? I saw this post on social media and the guy broke down a piece of paper and he folded it in fourths, right? So it had four sections. And he said you can put those in 25, right? So you say this is first 25 years of your life, next 25, right? So you got 50 years in the middle. And where are you at on that paper, right? And he said, if you look where you're at on that paper and you look at the right side of the paper, how many years you have left, and you could already subtract 1/4 of it, because most people, unfortunately, might not make it to the 75 mark, right? Unfortunately, a lot of people are, but unfortunately might not. So that's a very, right, it's like questionable right there, that last 75. So where are you at on the 3/4 of your life? And what have you done to make your life better, others better? What have you accomplished in those 3/4 of your life? And this thing about my dad, thing about my mom, my aunts, anyone who's of that age, what have they accomplished in those years and being blessed to see 3/4 of what some most people won't see? So just wishing and praying for all of us to reach it, wishing and praying and thanking all of us for being together and helping us grow. Hopefully this show is reaching out to you and helping you grow spiritually, giving you enlightenment and giving you a way, a path to success. I thank my father for a lot of what I do. Also my mother, but yesterday I want to extend from yesterday until today and give him ultimate thanks for everything he's done for not only me, but for others, for the family, and continue blessings to my father for this year, many more years to come. So I know the show is everywhere. Hopefully it goes somewhere, but it's really just an acknowledgement of my dad. I'll do better on the Father's Day show when I'm, you know, thanking all of you fathers. But this one right here, I just wanted to definitely give my dad a shout out for all he's done throughout the years. And I continue to thank you. And blessings for the 77 years you've been here and for the 77 plus that you're going to continue to be here. So family, friends, definitely thank y'all for giving me your ear for this moment. But it is motivational to have each and every one of you here pushing forward to make it to where I'm trying to make it to, 77 and beyond. So love y'all. See y'all on Wednesday. Be sure to follow up on any shows you've missed. Peace. Thank you for listening to Cousin.